This recording, Anguilla 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in Knott Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice of a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mistress Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up with my cousins. So basically, my cousins is more like my brothers and my sisters. When I first came to Anguilla, we all lived in one house in the quarter. So it's like, yeah, they're family. It's kind of sad when everybody move and went their separate ways. We don't really think of the other cousins because they didn't grow up with us, so they're non-factors. So a few of us are really closer to each other than the others. So, yeah, I like them. But each person is... Everybody is very unique in their own way. So you love each person individually, because you just know how that person are. And so we kind of walk around that. So that's how we end up being really good.
What kind of games did you used to play when you were young?
Ooh, hopscotch, hide and seek, tag, the clapping games. Oh, that was nice. Mississippi. You remember Mississippi with the rope? I mean, nobody does that anymore. I don't even think I can jump that high anymore. You know, like, you have ankles, kneesies, bottoms, and waist. How will you to jump that high? I don't know. I can't do that now. You can do that.